Okay, obviously excited about a divisional matchup at home. Hopefully we'll have a great afternoon for football, and looking forward to getting back on in the winning ways.
Like they brought in Prater this week. I mean, just in your experience, do you think kickers can get up to speed pretty quickly and jump into things? Or, I mean, when you're talking about timing with long snappers and holders and comfortability, what kind of process is he facing this week?
Yeah, it is always a process, but I think it's much easier for a kicker than it would be for a punter or a returner, for any other player for that matter. When I was in Denver, Matt got hurt when I was coaching him, and we actually brought in Steven Hauschka and signed him on a Saturday, and he played on Sunday. So, and he missed his first field goal, and then after that he did a really good job. So there is a kind of a learning curve a little bit, but it's much easier for a kicker than it would be for any other position.
Any way you can exploit that, I guess, with the new kicker on defense?
Mess with him in pregame because I know Matt pretty well. No, I'm just kidding. Matt's a good guy. He's a fine young kicker. I think Detroit got a good one, unfortunately, for us.
Did you change up the punt coverage a little bit in this last game?
No. Our punt return? No, I mean, we try to obviously study, like any other coach, we're going to study the opponent and see what we think can work against them. This past game, I thought Tim Massey had the best game I've ever seen him have. He had a phenomenal game, and he really hurt us field position-wise, and we lost that part of the field position battle. So I was disappointed in, obviously you can't do anything about how well he punted, but I thought we should have had a few more yards out there. But hopefully this week we'll get back into where we were against Atlanta and setting up scores and doing some better things that way.
How do you feel Jabari's doing on returns there and helping block?
Jabari's doing a nice job. I mean, it's important to him. He plays hard. He studies. He asks good questions. He practices hard. He had the unfortunate penalty on the kickoff return. It negated a huge kickoff return. I mean, it's 14-0, and we respond with 58, 56, whatever it was, kickoff return to cross the 50. They're 45, and we have a chance to put our offense in great field position. Next thing you know, we're back on the 13. It costs us a ton of field position. I tell the guys all the time, I mean, you know, return penalties kill you. And then really, he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to hold him for that to be a good return.
You see him with Cordero's returns. Is he getting the same opportunities? Is there blocking up front that's missing spots?
Yeah, just what I was talking to Master about. I mean, we had a great return against Green Bay that was called back, and it shouldn't have been. And then when he had the little hip pointer deal going on, we put Marcus in there, and he had a 46-yard return out to the 38, which was good field position. Our offense, it was 42 zip and whatever it was, but we did go down and score. So I think the two returns we had against Atlanta, the punt return and kickoff return, were huge. It helped us get 10 points there. And the kickoff return last week against Green Bay helped set up a score. So those are the things I keep preaching to our guys, that if we play penalty-free football, play with great fundamentals, we got a chance to help our football team every time we put our return game out there.
What have you seen from Exum in what he's been helping you with, special teams-wise?
Yeah, another young player very much like Jabari. They study, they ask good questions, they practice hard, they're playing hard, making some rookie mistakes like they all do, and those are growing pains that I expected. But the good thing, they have a great attitude. Both those young men are very intelligent, like a lot of our young guys and guys that are veterans too. We have smart guys that play good, disciplined, smart football. We just have to eliminate the penalties as we go forward.
Sense now, or at any point in your career, that when the score kind of gets out of hand like it did Thursday, that it's difficult to get players to bring the requisite energy on special teams?
Well, the great thing about special teams players is they're backups for the most part, and they know they have to perform no matter what the score is, and that's what I preach to them. That's a great question, because I was on the sideline, it was 42-10, and I told our guys, hey, we're going to play Green Bay again, and what we don't want to do is just lay down and die here, because it's a pride thing. It's part about being, it's part of the process of being a good football player and a good football team, that you're going to go through adversity, and it's how you respond to adversity determines what kind of football player, what kind of man you are. And that's what I was preaching to them on the sideline as best I could. And I was talking to myself just as much as I was talking to them, because it was tough. It was tough. But we're going to bounce back. We're going to play hard this week, and our plan is obviously to go get a win.
Surprising that you even have a chance to be 500 for 6 weeks.
Yeah, you know what? And we've had a tough schedule. It's been a challenge. Our head coach has set the tone from the beginning. We're going to be a tough, disciplined football team. We're going to play hard. And that's what we need to do week in and week out. And when we do that, I think we give ourselves a chance to win. Well, a lot of it started in the spring. Kind of feeling out, who they are athletically, who they are with their personality, and how bad they want it. So a lot of special teams just want to, like we've talked about before. The preseason helped a lot, moving around in different spots. And you know, I'm excited about where they are and where a lot of the young guys are because, you know, Scott Crichton, we haven't really used him yet, but I can't wait to use him more. He's getting better every week because we're using him on show teams. He's a backup on punt. We're getting him reps in the spots he'd be playing. God bless you. We're getting him the spots that he'd be playing on Sunday. So there's a lot of young rookies, second and third year players that are continuing to develop. Even the guys on the practice squad, it's fun to get to know them and to see how, you know, how they can compete and, you know, kind of quality football players that they are. So as we go down the road, we'll see how they can help us.
How do you approach rookies, though, is how you try to use them on special teams?
Say that again, sorry.
How do you approach rookies and how you try to use them on special teams? And
well, same thing. I you know, we coach them on their on our techniques. We coach up, obviously, the schemes. We tell them what we expect, and if we get what we want on tape, then we're going in the right direction. If we don't, we got to look elsewhere, and I think they know that. And I lay down the line as soon as they get here. Most young players are going to make the team or not make the team based on their performance on special teams, unless you're a starter on offense and defense. And that's going to hold true every year. As long as I'm coaching special teams, that's going to be my philosophy. And fortunately, that's our philosophy from our head coach and our general manager. Our organization knows that we need to play quality special teams to help our football team win games. And so the more I'm using these guys, the more I find out about them. Yeah, I think the coaches are going to find out, the defense and offense coaches will find out a lot about guys and how they perform on special teams, what their attitude's like. You know, they'll ask me how he's been in meetings, how he's been in practices, because they're not going to watch that tape, obviously. They'll see the games and see how they perform in games. I think it's a great preparation for young guys because then when they do have an opportunity to play more offense and defense, their eyes aren't really huge anymore. They've already had maybe 15 or 20 punt return reps in the first three or four games under their belt, and so they don't get as nervous. And you know, especially the young players, the guys that have been around before, obviously it's a little different, but the young players kind of get accustomed to the NFL by playing special teams first, and then when they're ready, they're ready.
Field position wise, in games where you're not scoring, obviously you don't get as many kickoffs from Blair. How much does that just kind of change the flow of it when you don't have him being able to boom the ball back and get touchbacks?
Obviously you have to score in order to kick off, but we could have helped a lot more the other night. Right from the get-go, you know, we kick the touchback, we get a three and out. Our defense does a great job against their great offense, and the kid booms the ball, and we don't catch it, and it hits and rolls, and they get a 58-yard net. And not only did it help their field position, it really got their crowd back into it. You know, we shut their crowd down three plays with our defense, and then, you know, we go out there and let the ball hit the ground. And that's very unlike Marcus, and he knows the mistake he made. And to be quite honest, that was kind of the field position battle for the first two quarters, to be quite honest with you. So we need to do a better job with that. We've got to flip the field. I'm used to, since I've been here, we've been the team that usually does that and wins that field position battle. So we got to get back to doing that this weekend. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.
Yep.